Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to ACC News, the unique internet broadcast series that brings you together with some of the most amazing and interesting individuals from the world of business, industry, health and wellness, art, entertainment, and many more. From company owners, CEOs, and presidents, to the most inspiring people who create the magic behind the scenes that make their company's products and services so special. Here is your opportunity to live their experience and journeys through the words of the ones that actually made it possible. Live worldwide. This is ACC Global News. Good afternoon to everyone around the world. I welcome you back to another wonderful segment here with ACC Global News. And again, we are welcoming all listeners from North and South America and also from overseas. I am your host, Matthew Connor. And again, I am very happy and grateful to be with all of you here really on this very special day, September 11th. And today, ACC News brings back with us really a wonderful guest to really speak on very important issues. Today, we have back with us author and speaker Christine Rose, and she is the founder of Christine Rose Coaching and Consulting and author of newly released book, Life Beyond Me Too, which she will be discussing today in detail. So, again, to anyone that's tuning in today, especially women, if you've ever dealt with any form of abuse in your life, harassment, or really any kind of inequality that's really left you looking for answers in life, looking for reasons why, please, again, get comfortable and tune in, because Christine really has a lot of very important information to share with us really on this very special segment today. It is now Wednesday, the 11th of September, and I would like to remind everyone tuning in today, especially the people that do live overseas in different time zones, if you do miss any portion of our segment today, all of our segments are permanently archived on our Blog Talk Radio website. So please visit us at blogtalkradio.com/ACC Global Media. And for everybody that's a part of social media now, just about everyone is, we're also on Facebook. Please visit us at facebook.com/ACC Global Media. We are also part of the worldwide Twitter. Please visit us at twitter.com/ACC Global Media. Or please visit our website at accglobalmedia.com. And again, you can really enjoy our shows at any time of the day. And for the people that are tuning in today that actually didn't get an opportunity to hear our last segment, I'll give you a little information about Christine. She is a graduate from Georgetown University with a degree in business administration, a fundraising certificate from the University of Washington, 2018 Tacoma Small Business of the Year, and honored as the top business of 2019 by the International Association of Top Professionals. And she is now the author of newly released book, Life Beyond Me Too. And really a book where Christine addresses sexual violence and situations that really burden modern society. And what Christine really does is that she's really fed off of her inspiration to really influence this change. And this book is really intended to create the transformation in the culture that we all need. So to our audience today, I am very proud to present to you author and speaker, and again, founder of Christine Rose Coaching and Consulting, author of newly released book, Life Beyond Me Too, Miss Christine Rose. How are you doing today, Christine?
Hi, Matthew. I am so delighted to be with you and to speak with you and your audience today. Thank you.
And we're very happy to have you. And again, on September 11th, which is really a day that hits close to home for so many people in our country. And it's really great that you're really speaking on this very important topic and really this Me Too movement that's really been a main focus in our country for the past couple of years. But before anything, Christine, if you could please share with the audience, who exactly is Christine Rhodes?
Oh, you know what? I really want to encourage everybody to write that question down as a coach. So I am a business and executive coach, and I really want to encourage everybody to write that question down and put your name in that spot. And if the answer doesn't come easy to you, I want to encourage you to just take some time and to think about it and to ponder over it and to think about what uniquely makes you you. Because part of who I am is a coach. You know, at the core, who I am is a woman who envisions a better world. I'm a person with a vision for a better world. I want to see love happening. I want to see the best in others and bring that out, encourage that and nurture it and help it to grow. And that's what drives me. So what's really about me is that I work to build relationships and to know and understand the truth about myself and about others, and to use that knowledge to energize and motivate people to, so they can see opportunities to live their best life and make their highest and best contribution. And that's kind of the core of who I am and how I've lived my life. I do that now in the role of a business and executive coach, and I love to empower small business owners to know themselves, to grow amazing teams, and to increase their bottom line, because that's empowering to everybody on their team and to our country and really the world. So it's their way of bringing their energy and brilliance into the world, and I try to facilitate that.
And it's great that you're actually using your life experiences now to help others. And again, this world can use so many more people just like you, and I believe it would be a better place if we did have that. And you really have an incredible story, Christine. Can you please share some of your personal story with the audience today?
You know, I'm going to skip a lot of details and, you know, get right down to, I grew up in a home where there were 3 sexual abusers in my home. And so it really impacted my life. I had also had some good things in my home, and anybody who's experienced relationships that were abusive a lot of times know that it's not a black and white thing, that there are, for example, yeah. My mom was an amazing woman. And so I with support from my parents, I graduated from Georgetown University on a scholarship, but I definitely engaged in learning and lifelong learning from, and that was, you know, my refuge. So I love to learn. I also, in high school, I loved junior achievement. That was a little, got to start little companies at the beginning of the year, sell stock, create a product, sell it at trade shows and to whoever would buy them, but little micro businesses. And that was empowering to me. And it really directed me to go ahead and study business. I wanted to learn to be like my heroes, who were those volunteers in that after school program. So for all those people who are volunteering with your students and in your schools, and, you know, it just, there's an unpaid hidden economy that's creating a huge amount of difference in the world. So I have to
absolutely
tip my hat to you today. But that helped me have a refuge from kind of my life. And I lived in a situation where I didn't talk about anything about my past, and it's very common. Shame is something that happens in silence and makes people hide. So
yes,
that story was not something that I shared broadly. And I remember thinking how important it was just, you know, a few years ago that we take advantage of this moment in culture that happened on October 17th, 2 years ago, to really create a safer world, to create change.
Yes.
So, so the happy ending, hey, is I have wonderful, two amazing young women who are my daughters, and I have the pleasure of owning my own small business, and I love the work I do.
And Christine, how is the past abuse that you've endured, how has that really influenced your life and current work over the years?
Okay, so anybody who has gone through something and says it hasn't influenced them probably is lying to themselves, and because it absolutely impacts you, whether the severity is getting harassed at work or whether you've really been in a very abusive situation, it's going to impact you. The depth to which it impacts you depends on the severity of what you experience. For me, it did impact my career choices. I did decide as a young woman that I wanted to be home with my kids through most of their school years, and my focus was on empowering them and creating a safety for them. So I was very involved in their Girl Scouts and the service unit in providing safety, learning, and growth opportunities for girls from when they were in kindergarten through high school. I also think that it created a hunger for righteousness and a hunger to bring power to the powerless, because I experienced powerlessness. I experienced injustice, and I have this really deep hunger for justice and for, just for righteousness. So it motivated some of my career roles, where I chose to work and where I, how I engaged in the world. And it also definitely motivated me to take the year to do the research and to write this book.
And again, this is a book that covers so many topics that affect so many people, especially women all over the country. Can you please share some of the details about your book, Life Beyond Me Too?
Yes, the subtitle is Creating a Safer World for Our Mothers, Daughters, Sisters, and Friends. You can find it at redemption-press.com/shop/life-beyond-me-too. Spell out the word M-E-T-O-O. That's like as if it was one word. It is a coach approach to the Me Too movement. I look at it in terms of let's gain awareness about what happened. And for people who don't go on social media, maybe they're on the radio listening, or maybe they're getting their news from another source, they may have missed the firsthand stories that poured out, the 12 million stories that came out in a matter of 24 hours of individuals who said, yeah, me too, I've experienced this kind of sexual discrimination or violence. It was really impactful. So I look at what happened. We look in the book at what's led to that kind of a world where we could have, and the World Health Organization says that a third of women are or will be victims of violence, either from a partner, either physical or sexual violence, or sexual violence from someone who's a non-partner. And, you know, to me, that's a pandemic. So we talk about what led to the culture, right?
That's, yes, yeah. That number is very high.
Right. So in the book, we talk about how do we get here. We look at how might we create change. You know, it's really important for us to recognize, I mean, if the status quo is acceptable, we can keep on having one out of three women, females, be victims of violence. But if it's unacceptable, we need to do something about it, and we can do better. So I, as a coach, I see transformation happen. I see that change is possible in so many situations, and I know that it takes some engagement and investment on the part of individuals to decide, are you ready for change? And then to decide, I want to be a change maker. I'm going to take ownership in my own sphere of domain, whatever that is, whether it's my personal relationships for sure, in my family, in my community, at my kids' schools. I want to make sure that we're getting message across to the next generation that we need to value people and respect them and to not use them. So this is all in the book. And there are also resources that I am collecting and have made available to people who purchase the book as well on how to get engaged.
And I'm guessing that your biggest inspiration from what you're saying is so that this doesn't happen to our children and to these other generations coming up. That is this something that you believe it can make a profound change to these next generations if we do speak up on this?
Well, Matthew, if we don't do anything, we're going to see more of the same. If we don't, as a world community, say, you know, change is challenging, but it's doable, we're going to see more of the same. And so, you know, the question to the listener is, what do you want for your world? You know, do you really want to see change happen? Do you want your children, your grandchildren, your great, you know, in 100 years from now, what do you want people to be experiencing? And right now it doesn't look so good to me. So yeah, that's a huge motivator for me. Let's take this opportunity, this transformational moment in culture, and let's turn it into lasting change.
Yes, absolutely. And being on this topic, for someone that's actually been through harassment or abuse, Christine, if you could please share with them, how can they really start on a path to healing?
Oh, you know what? For your listeners who've experienced something like that, or if they've got a friend who've experienced something like that, first of all, I just want to say, hey, you got up this morning and you're breathing, right? So there's something to be thankful for right there because you're a survivor. And so I do have a chapter in the book where I talk to that particular person, and we talk about in the book the power of resiliency and how we can bounce back. We look at some things to help develop that. We look at the power of owning our own story. So when something happens to us, there's what happens, and then there's what we tell ourselves about it and what we tell ourselves about that. And we can reframe and tell ourselves a useful story. I know in my case, I really believed that I was worthless, that I had nothing to offer, that I wasn't, beautiful or wanted. That I was really just something to be used. And so my beliefs colored how I thought about life and myself. So
yeah.
When I recognize that, hey, I have the power to question my beliefs, even my unconscious beliefs, and to say, you know what, is that really true? And, you know, who says, where does that come from? And so the first thing I would say to people who are struggling with a sense of confidence is, you're more than what you've believed about yourself in the past, and you have an opportunity right now and every day to choose to believe that the value that you have. You know, we all are born, Matthew, with unique voices, unique eyes. You know, we have our iris scans are totally unique. Hands and feet are totally unique, and we have our unique gifts that we bring to the world, and we're valuable just the way we are, just by being part of this wonderful world community that we live in. And we can bring our gifts, and we want to maximize bringing our gifts to the world. And so for those who are struggling maybe with just holding on to pain, we talk about in the book, what does forgiveness look like? And not in a way of minimizing damage or any pain, but in really just understanding how freeing it is to let go of bitterness and to make our life about freedom to contribute in a positive way. I hope that is a good start for some people.
Yes, and again, letting some of that go, which is, again, it's the most difficult part. I believe that it's definitely one of the first steps to healing. And it's also odd, you know, the feeling of hopelessness people get that's actually been through this type of abuse and feeling alone. What I do want to touch on is that things going on in the workplace, Christine. And in the workplace, there's such a slippery slope. How does sexual discrimination and violence actually show up in the workplace?
Oh, Matthew, I'm sure that anybody can tune in and to any news source and Google information, but there's a whole chapter in the book about sexual harassment and discrimination and violence in the workplace. And, you know, the interesting thing is that it shows up usually not as isolated incidents. Usually there are people who are in positions of power and have that position of power and are able to use that to leverage it to get what they're looking for without thinking long-term about how it impacts the rest of their workplace or their community. And so it can show up anywhere from, you know, seemingly, like, for example, somebody asking to date you over and over and over and over and over again when you've clearly told them that you're not interested in that. That's harassment.
Absolutely.
So the book really defines, you know, what harassment is. And in fact, the leading cause of death in the workplace to women is murder. And so,
really?
You know, we have, yes, it is. We have a lot of work to do to create workplaces that are safe for women and safe for everybody. And in fact, it's in the benefit of businesses to do that. So I talk in the book about some of the things that businesses are finding and research is finding helps to minimize the risk of harassment and sexual harassment happening in the workplace. One of them is looking at the structure of your organization and where there might be power silos and where there's cross accountability and maybe flatter organizations that aren't quite so hierarchical are less likely to have harassment. Also, workplaces where there are women represented at every level of the organization and they move up along with the men right now.
Yes.
Right now there's a real discrepancy. I don't know if you saw that there was a Forbes list of innovators, and only one of the 100 was on the list was a woman.
Really?
And the answer to why that happened was because their criteria was looking at leaders in corporate America. And at the highest levels, women dwindle there. So part of bringing equity to the marketplace and creating safer workplaces is to make sure that you are hiring women at every level. So those are just a couple things. And what we know is that when there's a sense of safety in a workplace that you can trust the people on your teams, that you can bring problems to the workplace, you can bring up when there's a problem and for the whole team to come together to try to solve it. That kind of psychologically safe environment fosters innovation, and that's what workplaces want to have. So we talk about some of that in the book as well.
And for people personally going through it that feel that maybe the person for them to reach out to or the person for them to actually complain to is a person that's harassing them, how does somebody fight a situation like that where it's your actual boss that's above you that's doing this?
Right. You know, each individual case is going to be addressed individually. But I would say overall, you know, make a decision that you deserve better. And to know that there are other options. So you can find another option. If the boss owns the company, you know, your best option may be leaving, or you may decide you want to file a claim with the Equal Opportunity Employment Commission. I know that we have an organization called timesup.org that is helping people with legal expenses who are filing claims sometimes.
Oh, really?
When they don't, it's not my organization, but I do mention them in the book because they have raised a lot of money to help people who are in that situation and don't have resources. It's a tough situation to be in, and if there's somebody listening who's in that situation now, my heart goes out to you. I would say look out for your best interest and figure out what works for you. I know that, you know, there still are barriers to being able to win sometimes. And so, you know, in the book I talk about, we talk about how women bear a disproportionate cost when something like this happens, because often they'll leave a job and then their earning capacity goes down. So, you know, I offer a few suggestions. I am not the expert for each individual on what you should do with your life, but you are. And so I want to encourage you, if you're a listener who's in that situation, to take some time to really think about what you want and focus on that and go pursue that. What is it you want the most? And it may mean, you know, finding a new position, but you are too valuable to put up with anything that violates the dignity of who you are as a human being.
And to everyone out there tuning in, all of these topics are really discussed in really this incredible book that Christine has just released. So time is running very short. I do want to let everyone know that Christine will definitely be back with us again on the 25th. Again, please go to accglobalmedia.com for all future show dates and times. But Christine, if you could please very quickly again share with the audience, where can they go to get a copy of this book?
Thank you, Matthew. It is on pre-order. Okay, so it should arrive before Christmas. The information is that it's not quite ready for release. It's on pre-order, but you can pre-order it at redemption-press.com/shop/life-beyond-me-too, and that's M-E-T-O-O, all together in one word. So you can go ahead and pre-order it. You can also go to the Life Beyond Me Too Facebook page and like that page and join the community of people who want to see change happen.
Okay. And unfortunately, we're just about out of time, but again, to everybody tuning in, we will discuss this topic further with Christine. Again, I believe she will be back with us on the 25th of September. Please visit accglobalmedia.com for all future show dates and times. I thank you very much for everybody joining us on this special segment speaking about this Me Too movement. And I want to thank our very special guest today, Christine Rose, for joining us today and speaking about this and her new book as well. I thank you very much for joining us, Christine.
Thank you, Matthew. My honor to be with you.
Yes, and again, to our audience, please visit accglobalmedia.com for our future show dates and times. To all of you out there, you have a wonderful day, and to you as well, Christine, you have a wonderful day. Thank you for joining us, and I look forward to being back with you again in the future.
Thanks, Matthew. You too.
Bye.